Looking ahead to planned missions to the Moon, an asteroid, and Mars, Western space agencies send their astronauts to this underwater lab, 20 meters below the surface of the coast of Key Largo, Florida, to test procedures, equipment, and how to tolerate living with each other in a confined space.
Obviously, you need people that are willing to adjust, that are easygoing, that are ready to lead but also follow. And so you need a good balance of people in order to run a place like this, to run a mission smoothly.
European Space Agency astronaut Luca Parmitano, NASA astronauts Serena Agnon and David Kwan, and Japanese astronaut Norishige Kanai are the 20th crew of the NASA Extreme Environment Mission Operations, a program known as NEMO. A large surface support crew, plus two experienced divers living with them in the lab, help the astronauts train for different environments.
Outside, here in the ocean, we can use our buoyancy control devices to create very specific conditions where we can be fully in microgravity or in reduced gravity and simulate being on the surface of a planet or on an asteroid or on a moon.
Much of their time is devoted to testing new procedures.
We also implemented an artificial time delay so that all our communication are artificially delayed to study what would happen if we are on the surface of Mars and we cannot have a direct answer instantaneously.
Sometimes the tools developed for space do not work well underwater.
We try to utilize our developing tools for our real scientific research, but sometimes it doesn't work well in the water. So in this case, we have to use just normal tools which marine scientists use for collecting samples.
The samples are collected for the owner of the underwater lab, Florida International University, whose scientists are going to use them in their own studies. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.